up.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, did you know, are you aware that day jammers are a thing and they are the must-have look for 2025? What is a day jammer, I hear you say? Well, here to tell us all about them and more fashion trends for the year ahead is styling expert and fashion influencer Ciara O'Doherty. Ciara, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. We got to talk about the day jammers. It's big news, guys.
Yeah. Who started this trend? Where did this come from?
Do you know what? I feel like sometimes these trends start organically from people just wanting to live an easy, comfortable life. Uh-huh. And I think having a piece that you can wear multiple ways and style, are we saying that we want you to roll out of bed, throw on a handbag? Maybe, maybe not. But really, there actually is good. There's good stuff here. You can really use it to take beautiful printed pieces because they're all over the high street. Places like M&S have gorgeous prints. Yeah. And you can just wear them day to day. I personally love it for holiday styling. Yeah. Like a printed silk trouser, mm-hmm, with like just a plain oversized white t-shirt. It's giving Ibiza. It's giving summer vibes. But not just for the summer, you can wear them day to day as well.
True, a mix and match with, you can, yeah, wear the top with a different pair, literally, of trousers or whatever, so it, you is know, a great idea.
So I can't step outside in my fluffy, you know, check pajama bottoms.
Well,
no,
do you know what, anything goes, okay, my love. So you actually, thanks, could, but I do think you can wear them. I think if you're doing both prints together, mm-hmm, let's say if you're a gal, you're getting dressed up, maybe you want to chuck a heel on, make it a bit more dressy, but, yeah, how I would say day to day is breaking it up. So either pairing a printed trouser, there's some beautiful ones, the Olivia Van Gaal collection, they've got cats on them. Wow. Very, very fun.
You love a cat.
But again, that silk print, yeah, we're seeing a lot more fun motifs and almost like conversational pieces. But a print like that, maybe break it up with an oversized t-shirt, dress it down. Or if you're taking the printed shirt, yeah, pair that with a pair of jeans. It's that kind of juxtaposition of the exciting, this, and the casual. We're mixing, yeah, up. Keep them guessing. No, I do think it makes so much sense because when we're making these purchases, if you're getting something that's like beautiful cotton material, mm-hmm, it shouldn't just be regulated to the bedroom.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Get your wares.
Get
your wares. You know?
Yeah, get your money's worth.
Capsule wardrobe. That's what it's, yeah, all about, you know?
Yeah, yeah, let's talk about a capsule wardrobe. So the seasons have changed now. Obviously, mm-hmm, we had really good weather last week, but listen, we're out of the winter. The evenings are brighter. Yeah. If you're going to get a few bits for yourself now for spring, summer, what would you recommend to put in a capsule wardrobe? What couple of pieces do you think are must-haves?
I love that question. It's so specific to your personal needs. So what you're doing every day, what your job is, are you commuting? Like, what do you need? However, there are some core basics. Mm-hmm. I always feel like denim is all season round. Mm. It's such a workhorse. But at this time of year, I love a trench and a knit because we do not know what, yeah, the weather is going to be like. True. So we need to come prepared. So what I'll do is I'll get a beautiful knit. I love, if I can, find a nice cashmere. They're all over the high street. You can get them for good prices on the high street. I do, yeah, love M&S cashmere. I also like to get the men's cashmere.
I am right. M&S, yeah. I don't know if I've got cashmere older or they've got younger, but I, yeah, am all over
it's
the M&S men's section.
It's both.
But this is a recent thing for me.
Yeah.
I'm living in M&S men's clothes.
It's unbelievable. And also, like, I mean, if you can catch them in their sales, even better. But I'm also known to be going to the men's section. I'm sorry to say it, but I do, yeah, steal their sweaters as well because, yeah, I sometimes love that fit. But having a cashmere knit that you can either wear if it's cold, especially in the morning it's freezing, by noon we're dying of heat stroke.
True.
So when you have the layers, you can take them on and take them off. You, mm-hmm, can chuck it over the shoulders. And then a good trench. It is going to add warmth, but it's not a heavy coat. Like my heavy coats, they're done now. I don't care if
they're
the weather changes.
They're put away until next year.
I'm over it now.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, for me, it's a trench and a knit, and that's, I don't care what the weather does. Mm-hmm. That is what I'm sticking
You'll
to.
You'll persevere.
So capsule wardrobe keys, a good trench, a good knit, and you're golden.
Okay,
yeah,
amazing.
Okay, great advice.
What should the lads be kind of wearing over the next while? Asking for me.
Well, there's, you know, I would love, as always, and I feel like Irish men are getting a little bit more, they're dipping the toe into fashion more, yeah, and more every season, which we love to see.
Yeah.
Coming into spring, summer, I think fabrics like linen can strike fear into a lot of men's hearts, but I think it's such a gorgeous fabric to wear as the weather gets warmer, whether it's a beautiful linen Bermuda shirt, God forbid, even a linen pant can look, ooh, absolutely amazing.
It's,
I know,
the ironing that stresses me out.
You a linen pant.
Are you?
A good quality linen with kind, yeah, of, or you can get a linen blend that's a little bit heavier.
I think I do a linen blend.
And it's a nice bit of nonchalance. You can pack it for your holiday wardrobe, but you can also wear it here as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love just mixing in a little bit of brighter colours. Dare I say even a print. And you could say, mm-hmm, the day jama trend can actually be applied to the boys as well.
Yes.
So if you have a nice striped shirt in a nice cotton material, you can easily wear that for your summer or your spring outfits as well. But I think, like, sometimes for any Irish man listening, you don't need to go head to toe jumping into the trends, but just step a little bit outside of the comfort zone.
Just
a little.
Zone.
You know, mm-hmm, it's amazing how much confidence it can bring to lads when you see them have a little bit more fun with fashion. Mm-hmm. I'm so about it. I'm like, come on, let's do it.
Yeah, you've given us great tips and tricks, Ciara. We need to talk about your recent wedding. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
You looked so, so gorgeous. The wedding, all the styling, everything, just incredible.
You know what? We had such a ball. It was so much fun.
What bridal trends have you spotted as a recent bride?
Ooh, that is a great question. I was very into all of that and I still am. I think one thing that we're seeing a lot, which I absolutely love, is a bridal scarf. Ooh. Very interesting. So we're seeing it a lot with occasion wear in general. So it's a beautiful formal dress with your beautiful cascading scarf. Really, really gorgeous. I think it harks back to the traditional, you know, the Indian dupatta, those beautiful ceremonial scarves. We'll say, I do think that's where it originates from, but we're seeing it so much and it's so elegant. So what you can do is if you're styling, let's say, a bridal look, maybe it's the night before, maybe you're doing a civil ceremony and you want to add something, an accessory like a scarf makes it even more formal.
And
it's beautiful.
And by scarf, you mean like really thin, like a, silky.
Exactly. Yeah. Like a little stretch.
Not a chunky jumper scarf.
Yes. A knitted wool scarf. Yeah. Hey, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. No, it's elegant. It's blowing in the wind. It's beautiful. I love it.
Yeah, they are absolutely fabulous. And Kira, what is next for you now with all of the fashion bits? I know you've collaborated with some amazing brands. Do you have anything on the horizon now?
I mean, it is always a pleasure. Working with a brand like M&S is an absolute dream come true because that is where a lot of my paycheck goes, because I absolutely love their
this
pieces.
Year, I think it's the best
so
it's ever been in M&S.
It's
you
so
walk
good.
In and you're like, wow, there's something for everybody
it's
here
so
now.
It's so good. For the gals, for the guys, it's so good. But for me, I love fashion content. So you'll always find me on YouTube. I will do my long form videos on trends. We get into it. As you can tell, I love chatting about fashion.
Yeah.
So you'll, and then on TikTok and Instagram as well. I just love it so much. So I feel like there's always something different with the new seasons. There's always new projects to work on. So I just, I'm having the best time. Loving being a newlywed. It's surprisingly the same as not being married, you know?
Just with extra scarves. Kira, tell us, where can people find you online?
Well, I am on Instagram, I'm on TikTok, I'm on YouTube, and it is all just my name, Kira O'Doherty. You can find me on everything. And it's a
fair
lot about,
page for like, getting the handles the same across
all
of them.
Do you know what? It used
well
to be.
Ever.
Yeah, thank you.
Well done. Kira O'Doherty, thank you for coming to see us
thank
on 98
so
FM's
much.
Big Breakfast.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A flying lesson.
A barbecue.
And a fancy facial.
98 FM.
Good morning, happy Tuesday, and welcome to the chaos that is Matchy Matchy. It is your favourite game on the radio. And it's your chance to win those prizes just mentioned by us. All you got to do is match three words. Say the same thing as either Rebecca or myself. Here's a little AI of us to explain more.
Is your face in bits? We might be able to help.
Rejuvenate your precious face with a hydrofacial treatment.
Then fire up the barbecue for a night with close friends.
Ooh.
And tell them you're taking to the skies.
Yes, you'll experience your very own flight lesson across Dublin.
Oh. Nowhere else will you get prizes like these.
We've checked.
Only on Matchy Matchy.
I love that. Like, who are we, Katy Perry? I'm taking
I know.
To the skies.
A flying lesson.
Absolutely, yes. And we have the fabulous Dean in Finglas playing Matchy Matchy this morning. Dean, you're on 98 FM. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Dean. We're great. Have you heard Matchy Matchy before?
Oh, you haven't. They had to play every morning.
Dean, thank you for the dedication. How do you normally do when you play along?
Couple of tours along now. Trees are hard to come by.
They are.
Listen.
Who are you telling?
Yeah.
Dean, is there anyone else that you live with who you play along with?
My partner that I live with, she was actually on last week, so 2 weeks ago. So
stop
I'm
it.
Looking to be up. Yeah.
And how many did she get?
She didn't match any.
Okay, right. So, okay, so you're going to try and do
low,
a bit
Dean.
Better this morning.
Dean,
who would you like to play with?
I'd like to play with Rebecca, please.
I'm out going to that booth.
Off to the soundproof
booth. B or B.
Do a little switcheroo. Da-da-bomb. Okay, Dean. I'm currently struggling to just open the envelope. Here we go. You can hear it. Right. The all-important words, Dean, in Finglas. Your first word in Matchy Matchy is big.
Small.
Your second word is doctor.
Dr. Doolittle.
And your third word is new. N-E-W, new.
Oh,
okay, Dean, I said big, you said small. I said doctor, you said Doolittle. I said new, you said old. Are we locking them in?
Locking them in.
Locking them in. Here we go. Let's get Rebecca back into the studio. Here she comes.
Hello.
How are you? How was the soundproof booth?
Flowers in there this morning.
Oh, lovely. What kind?
Hydrangea.
Oh, Madonna loads them.
She does, but I love them.
Your first word this morning to Matchy Matchy with Dean in Finglas is big.
Big. Oh, now. I'm going to say big. I'm going to say small.
Okay.
And I am aware of the name of this show, by the way. Okay.
Your second word is doctor.
Doctor Who.
And your third word is new. N-E-W. New.
I'm going to say old.
Have you managed to matchy matchy with Dean in Finglas this morning?
Oh dear.
So close.
Dean, I'm terribly sorry. Where did I go wrong?
You both, the one in the middle. You both said big, big, small, did and we? New, old.
Yeah.
After doctor, Dean said Dr. Doolittle.
No, I was in between the
were
two.
Were you?
Oh, yeah. Dean, I'm so sorry we couldn't do it this morning, but you did better than your partner, so at least you got that glory.
That's a win.
Yeah.
No problem. Thanks,
we'll send you a goodie bag, Dean.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Matchy Matchy Dean. Have a great day. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Your chance to win those incredible prizes. A barbecue, a flying lesson, and a hydrofacial. Stunning stuff. Get up.
98FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.